NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio. The U.S. Secretary of Defense says the country is not afraid of competition as China increases its military advancements. Lloyd Austin said during the Reagan National Defense Forum's keynote address that America is not a country that fears competition. China recently tested a hypersonic weapon system and strengthened its nuclear capabilities with potentially as many as 1,000 nuclear warheads ready by the end of the decade. Austin emphasized that the U.S. will not make nations pick between ties with the country or China. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin plan to have a video call discussion Tuesday. The Kremlin says that call is happening as tensions grow over the massive Russian troop buildup along its border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this week that the United States has evidence that Russia is planning to conduct a large-scale attack on the state. James and Jennifer Crumbly are in custody after they were found in what the Oakland County Sheriff described as an art facility. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said that it was teamwork that helped capture the fugitive parents of Ethan Crumbly.
Everybody pitched in. We were confident we'd be able to find him in short order, and because of that teamwork, we did.
Sheriff Bouchard went on to say that all three family members are being held on the jail campus in Oakland County, but have been separated since being taken into custody and have not spoken with one another. Police are saying they could potentially charge the person who helped hide James and Jennifer Crumbly. Authorities say the department believes the parents were helped in getting into the art facility. Prosecutors could charge the individual who allegedly assisted them with aiding and abetting or obstruction of justice. Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is responding to his termination from the network. On Twitter, he says this is not how he wanted his time at CNN to end, and that he's told the world why and how he's helped his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He also thanked his colleagues. CNN confirmed the termination Saturday after more information had come to light about how Cuomo helped his brother amidst sexual harassment allegations. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.